Welcoming over the phone, Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Stock Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, but why are we still inside?
Well, I have a couple things going on, so I'm inside just for a while, but then I'm having a garage sale later. So I will be outside enjoying this beautiful day.
Well, see, now I suppose I'm going to have to make some sort of commitment and stop by then.
One man's junk is another man's treasure.
I will be masked up and socially distancing, and maybe I'll see what we got.
There you go. There you go. Sounds like a plan.
Well, okay, so you're working from home today. As you know, you guys have had to rearrange your schedules and make sure you're staggered, and I suspect that's still going on, but there are people available at the facility, but it's best to call before you just show up.
Yes, we are not letting people into our building just randomly, even for donations. Do not just come and expect to drop things off. You do need to call 815-625-0333 and make sure that somebody is there to receive them, and we will come to the door and greet you at the door. We are still just practicing all of the safety guidelines. Yes, we do have clients. We are doing counseling. We're doing a lot of virtual things, too. But, yeah, we're temperature taking. You have to wear masks, the hand sanitizer, the whole nine yards. We are still very, very thorough on all of that. And like you had mentioned, we have many staff that are actually in the building, but we also still have many that are bouncing around from home and to the building just because of space. So many of our staff share offices, and we're trying to keep that 6 feet distance apart from desk. And also, yeah, it's going really well. We're very busy. I just think it's so crazy how busy we are, and we're not even like participating in actual events, you know, when you have like things after work or during the day, or, you know, it's just crazy. But I will say, Sylvia and Raquel have been out doing census work, and, you know, because it's been so nice, they've been sitting outside, and of course they wear their mask and all, but the events that we are participating in, it's definitely with a mask and practicing all the social guidelines. Today we have two girls that will be at Books on First in Dixon, and they will be doing census and registering to vote, tabling event where get your info, get your census filled out. That date is fast approaching. I cannot believe that we're on the 18th of September, and the last day for census is the 30th. So just, what, a week and a half away. So that census must be filled out by then. So if you haven't done it, please contact us. Reach out to us. We can guide you, help you. If you lost your form, you never got a form, whatever it may be, call us, 815-625-0333, and we will make sure you get all the information you need to complete your census.
Yeah, and September 30th was with the extension as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, you know, it well, because of, you know, where we're at. So, yeah. Yes, it was extended. And so, yes, that's very, very imperative. And the other thing is the voting. You know, we're really trying to gear toward our younger community members. I mean, the older ones, too, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the older ones are already registered, where it's our younger ones that we're trying to be creative where we can locate them and get the information to them, because that's our future, you know. And so we're really trying to make an impact. And if you have any questions about where to register to vote or what to, I know they're really pushing the mail in vote. That's not what I want to say, but, you know, the mail in form to vote. But I know that they still will have voting polls. So, you know, it's just very important to vote. Every vote counts. And, you know, to make that, that's your duty. That's your duty once you turn 18. So we're very busy with doing things like that. And that keeps, you know, some outside little activities going. And of course, we're always using our mask and have the hand sanitizer and all of that. So that's keeping us busy on the outside. On the inside, lots of virtual things, like I had mentioned before. We do have a domestic violence and sexual assault training coming up. This training fulfills the cosmetology CEU requirements. It will be done remotely. When you register, you will receive an access code that will then help you, give you the presentation on the day of the actual event. So it's once you register, it is a $20 fee, then you will get all the information where to go to for the webinar. So those 2 days, those training dates are Wednesday, September 30th from 9 to 10, and Monday, October 5th from 3 to 4. Isn't that terrible? We're saying October. Wow.
Yes, it's coming. Now, the cosmetology, that's a new state law that we hadn't discussed for quite a while, I think.
Right. We haven't. It's been kind of pushed to the wayside, and that is something that is so this one here, okay, this one here is for all hairstylists have to have this training for their clients that sit in their chair that may be victims of domestic violence or sexual abuse. So they have to be trained. Then we have the harassment one that's going to be mandated come January 1. And I know they're working on those classes to get those. That's where whether you have one or 100 employees, everybody has to have it come January 1st. Mm. So that will be, we'll be pushing that soon also. And that will probably be done virtual too. You can call and ask. And I just had a phone call this morning of a dental office who is looking for something for 30 plus people. And we can accommodate that. And we're talking about doing it virtual and setting up two different times. So, I mean, we can make it happen. And, you know, my favorite word, creative. And those are very important. And I know with everything that's been going on, we kind of have pushed a few things to the back. Mm-hmm. And so we do need to, get going on those also.
Is there some sort of registration form or something you've got set up, or how's that going to work?
So for the this CEU, this cosmetology CEU, it is it's just to call in, and they have forms at the front desk.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be some mailing going on or okay. Meet at the front door. That's what will probably happen.
Okay.
So that's how that is. But moving forward, there probably will be some forms put on the website for you to print off.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're at. That's all in the process of being worked on. But for this particular class, just call and then you can get all the info and whatnot. I know we've had some people mail in the $20 fee.
Mm, okay. That was another question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good old-fashioned mailing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
We still do that. We do not take credit or debit cards at the YWCA, so we're still the good old-fashioned check or cash.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But you've
mm-hmm.
You always say, even without any events you're attending, you guys imagine if you had all the events that you normally partake of, because you guys go from sunup till way past sundown usually.
I know it. It's, yeah, exactly. And, it's kind of one of those where I always say, depending on what hours you're working, you're just working a lot because so-and-so may be working at night and you need to communicate with that particular person, but you're working during the day, so you're going to have to put in some time at night to catch up with them. And, it is what it is, and what else are you to do, So it's okay. It's all good. I know that you're probably aware that it is Hispanic Heritage Month. This would have been the month for the Fiesta Parade. Mm. And, of course, that was canceled due to COVID. But if you drive by the YWCA, we do have it very nicely decorated. We have the different flags up, and I think it was Sylvia and Raquel who put all that up, and they did a really nice job, and they're all flapping in the wind, and it's just kind of a nice, colorful decoration. So if you're out and about, do drive by and look at what we did do. This celebration, the Hispanic Heritage Month, it lasts actually through October 15th. So, you know, you still have a little bit of time, so it's kind of neat. And on our Facebook, we actually have how are you celebrating this year? And then to put your comments down below how you're actually celebrating. So it's kind of fun to see, you know, to hear, to listen to other people and what they have to say. So that's kind of a neat thing. We still have to remember, you know, to still celebrate these things. We can't let things just pass us by. So that's one thing. Another thing that is virtual is our tech girls. We have a computer club for girls, and Tracy, you had met her, of course, over the phone, oh gosh, back in August, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yep.
she has this Tech Girls program. You do have to register. And of course, then it's, like I mentioned, it's virtual. It's on, it will be offered Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 3 to 4:45, and that first session begins the week of September 29th. So, you know, she's had good luck. She's done a couple other things virtually, and she's made up, like, little packets, and people swing by, and she'll hand them out. She'll have, like, certain hours that she'll be, like, outside at a table, and then they take that packet home, and then when they're actually on the virtual screen together, then they work on things. And she's refreshing, and she's full of energy, and it's been going really well. So this is something fun that, especially as, you know, our weather is going to start changing, but from 3 to 4:45, it's something for your child to do for a couple of weeks, this meet. So it's pretty neat. But it's a computer club for girls. Let's see. You could call and ask for Tracy. Tracy's the one who's in charge of that, and she can get you all set up. Trying to think of what else I was just going to tell you.
Once again, we're on the phone with Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. And, yeah, I know how those go. You're going to say something, and it's gone.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It was our we have two prevention educators that normally go into schools, and of course, because of, you know, everything, they aren't, but they are still teaching virtually, and they're these are kind of like the brain, give your brain a break. Okay, these are the two gals that are doing it, and like I said, if you go to our Facebook page, you could see these pictures, but they've made like these keychains, and they've practiced deep breathing. And I mean, they just, it's just really neat, because even if it's something that, like, it's out of the ordinary, like you really wouldn't be on a virtual class practicing deep breathing, you know? So it's just a really neat thing. And that's another thing, you have to call the YWCA to know where to go, the actual site and all. And that is because that's a grant program, and, you know, they have to have numbers and all. But, you know, there are so many different things that you still can do for yourself or your child. And it's just, you just have to reach out, unfortunately. I mean, we put it out there, and if you don't see it or don't hear about it, you're not going to know. But 815-625-0333, and, you know, we can kind of keep you up to date on things. But it's our Facebook page is YWCA of the Sauk Valley, and that's where we stay on top of things that we're doing on there. So, you know, if you ever, please like us on Facebook, and then you can, you know, kind of follow along also what's going on daily at the YWCA.
Let's see. Now, earlier we mentioned Sylvia and Raquel. They are out where in Dixon?
Actually, Sylvia and Raquel are here in Sterling.
Okay.
Yesterday, I believe they were at La Laguna.
Mm-hmm.
But today, two other gals are in Dixon at Books on First.
Okay, Books on First in Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, they have a sign up or just what do you look for? Are they gonna...
They'll be at a table and they can assist you with the census. And if you are to register to vote, they can lead you to where you register.
There we go.
So, yeah, if you need any information about either of those and you're out and about, stop in and tell them hi and see they have some little giveaways and just kind of, you know, trying to promote both of those things, the census and the vote. Excuse me.
And the Dixon Y, everything is going well there, too.
We are busy up there, yes. That is also, you know, we have our staff spaced out, but there is somebody there every day from 8:30 to 4:30, and they're busy. They're going to court, and they're doing counseling, and the phones just continually ring, which is awesome. And I think as people are realizing where we're at, and you know, this is going to be the new norm for a while. I think they're trying to get back into their routines also, whether it be counseling or I know the courts are seeing, you know, they are hearing cases and all, and they're doing a great job of promoting the whole safety, the distancing, the mask wearing, the hand sanitizing, temperature taking. So, you know, it is a, it's more safe than what you think, you know, and, so, yeah, we're just, everybody's just go, go, go.
And, of course, if anybody needs somebody to talk to or maybe, you know, say, hey, I'm having some trouble, you have the 24-hour hotlines.
Our hotlines are always open, 815-626-7277, 815-288-1011, and we have those manned 24 hours a day. Our Facebook page, we have many managers, so we do have people that reach out through our Facebook page. Sometimes even a simple question if we take donations, you know, but we always answer that. And if it is somebody that does need help and you do not have the means to actually call and talk, reaching out through the Facebook page, we do assist you that way too. We can get you help, you know, if you need it right away and all. So, yeah, we're staying busy. Our staff is amazing, and it's, you know, the little hurdles that we've had to jump over, and we all are able to work remotely from home. That was a huge undertaking, as I'm sure many businesses have had to do that, as far as, you know, your laptops and the remote access and hotspots. And I mean, you know, I've learned so much tech stuff in the past couple of months that
I think we all,
you know,
have.
I think we all have also. Yep. It's been it's, you know, in your meetings. Mm-hmm. Are, even though we are in the building, and of course not all of us are in the building at the same time, but we still do all of our meetings over the internet, or I should, you know, like whether it be Zoom or GoTo, but we do not meet in large groups. And so it's been, you know, it was challenging, but it's very empowering once you get it all figured out, and then you can carry on and set up a meeting and proceed that way. So everything's, you know, I mean, we're adjusting and just here to help the community as much as we can.
We certainly appreciate everything you and the entire staff does as well, Denise.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your support.
And into another weekend we go, so all I can say is have a good one. It's going to be beautiful.
You too, and I will see you next Friday.
There we go. All right. It's a commitment, the 25th in studio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.